meditation, and what he saw and experienced, which was the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么这个第一篇第一部分主要是讲亚瑟德有他的冥想，还有他的开始等等，他做了些什么，他怎么写，这个就是介绍这个同事。
Spend some time giving a little biographical sketch of Jiva Goswami.
我花了点时间讲这个 Jiva Goswami 的简短的生平。
In part because he was the author of the Sat Sandarbhas, the six Sandarbhas.
其中一个原因就是因为他是这个 Sat Sandarbha, 就是六 Sandarbha 的这本书的作者。
Because in the Sandarbhas, it's a type of commentary.
因为这个 Sandarbha 它是一种评注。
And in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, he focuses on this section of verses.
那么在他对这个这个圣典佛教的评注当中呢，他就是强调。
I don't want to retell the whole class.
那我也不想把整个课再重复一遍。
But just to summarize.
就小结一下。
The word, I didn't say this yesterday, the word Sandarbha means to weave.
昨天我没讲这点，但这个 Sandarbha 这个它意思是编织这个词。
It's a particular type of literature.
它是某种特定的文献。
And the meaning of weave is there's a theme of Srimad Bhagavatam and there's the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and putting them together makes like a cloth, the Srimad Bhagavatam.
编织的意思呢，就是它有佛教瓦坛的这个主题，还有诗节，它们就编织在一起，就好像一块布一样。
So he established certain themes within Srimad Bhagavatam, then presented verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam to show how those themes were established or presented comprehensively.
所以呢，他首先就确立圣典佛教瓦坛的主题，然后呢，又用这个诗节来呈现出来这个主题是怎么呈现出来的，怎么确立的。
We discussed that there are a few sections of Srimad Bhagavatam that are very small and they encapsulate the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们就讲到圣典佛教晚经的那么小部分，它其实就很就把这个整个圣典佛教晚的主题都浓缩在里面了。
One of those is the Chatur Shloki verses of Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Canto 2, Chapter 9.
其中一个呢，就圣典佛教啊，它那四个种子师姐，那是第二篇的第九节，第二篇的第九章。
These are verses that Krishna instructed, or Lord Vishnu instructed Lord Brahma.
这几个事件就是 Krishna 或者说主 Vishnu 他训斥了主 Brahma.
As the essence of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.And the rest of Srimad Bhagavatam is an expansion of those four verses. Then another section are the 10 subject matters within Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a series of verses where Jiva Goswami explains.What those 10 subjects are and how they're all resting upon Krishna. And then another is these verses that express Vyasadeva's realization. Under the order of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was told to.Fix his mind in complete trance of meditation upon Krishna. And then that which he would realize should be the basis of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
Then
So those verses are also very important. And several places in these Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami explains them again and explains them again and explains them again. In some sections, he describes the process of bhakti itself. I think that's appropriate for today. One of the six Sandarbhas is Bhakti Sandarbha. It's the largest of all the Sandarbhas. The number of verses is the largest. So these verses in the Canto 1, Chapter 7, beginning series of verses, explains the process of devotional service. They're expressed in Bhagavat Sandarbha also. And they're expressed in Tattva Sandarbha also. Yesterday we covered the first verse. Maybe some of you know the verse. Anarto pasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhoksa jay apashat purusham purnam mayam cha tadapashrayam. That's the first verse. Text numbers 4, 7, 174. It describes two things. The first thing was the qualification of Vyasa, the state of trance of
Vyasadeva.
I don't know about the rest of you, but normally when I think of trance, it's not a bhakti yoga trance. The performers of Ashtanga Yoga, they sit in a yoga asana and they practice pranayama and they fix their mind in samadhi on the Lord of the Heart. Prabhupada characterizes that as a mechanical process, not a devotional process. Vyasadeva's trance was a devotional trance. Because he's a devotee. He's not interested simply in Paramatma, where there's no opportunity for service. He's a devotee. He wants to be engaged in service. So the beginning part of the verse says, that he fixed his mind in trance in devotion, bhakti yogena manasi, and then samyak pranihatevale. Samyak means completely, absolutely nothing else. And then pranihate amale says the same thing, makes it reinforced, stronger. There was no, his consciousness was not in touch with matter at all. So that's the first part of yesterday's verse. Then it says what he saw, his vision. And Jiva Goswami says that he had a vision of Goloka Vrindavan. The language is apashyat purusham purnam, and we discussed yesterday purusham purnam means Krishna.
Krishna.
Because he's the Purama, he's the Supreme Person. And the Supreme Person is never alone. He's always with Radharani. Like the moon, that's a full moon, where if you can see the full moon, you can see the effulgence of the full moon also. Can you see the full moon without the glow or effulgence around the full moon? Not possible. So, Purusham Purna means he saw Radha Krishna. And are Radha and Krishna alone off in space somewhere? They're in their transcendental abode, which is also non different than them. So we saw Govardhan Hill and the river Jamuna and all the cows and cowherd boys and Goloka Vrindavan. Manifest directly before him. Imagine what that was like. And then the last line says that he saw the material energy, Mahamaya, at a distance under Krishna's shelter and control. Mayam cha tadapashayam. The Maya was under his shelter. So now I'm going to expand on that a little bit from yesterday. In 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter
14,
there's a description of Lord Brahma's prayers. His prayers to Krishna after he stole the calves and the cowherd boys. You know the pastime. Anybody not know the pastime? You know the pastime? You know? Not know. It's nice to hear, even we already know, so I'll say briefly. Chapter 12 begins with Krishna heading off to the forest when he was just 4 years old. Because when he was 3 years old, he started herding the calves. Think of a child you know that's 3 years old. Can a child that's 3 years old go off to the forest and take care of calves? Not possible. But Krishna was precocious. He was grown up for his age. He wanted to herd the cows when he was three. So he went to tell Mother Jasoda, I want to herd the cows. Mother Jasoda said, you're so small. The cows are so big. You should wait till you grow up a little bit. But Krishna was insisting, I want to go herd the cows. And how can Mother Jasoda say no to Krishna? So she went to Nanda Maharaj. She asked Nanda Maharaj to say no to Krishna. And Krishna, Nanda Maharaj said, no, you're too small. And after some discussion back and forth,
他们就这样来回讨论了一阵子之后
Krishna was so insistent
Krishna 就特别坚持
Nanda Maharaj agreed
Nanda Maharaj 就同意了
You can begin herding the calves.
好吧，哦，然后你可以开始牧这个牛犊。
They're much smaller.
你那时候太小了。
And you have to come back every day for lunch.
而且你每天中午要回来吃午饭。
So a little distance, take care of the calves and come back.
所以呢，他们就走到有那么一点点的距离去牧那些牛犊，然后又回来。
So Krishna agreed.
Krishna 就同意了。
And so there was a big festival.
嗯，很大的节日。
Krishna is going to herd the calves. He's only 3 years old.
Krishna 才三岁啊，他就要去牧牛犊了。
It's the dharma of the family.
这是整个全家的 dharma， 宗教职责。
Because they're protecting cows, and it's one of the duties of a vaishya, krishi gorakshavan in jam, to take care of cows.
因为这个照顾奶牛啊，其实就是 vaishya 的这个宗教职责之一。
So they had a big festival.
所以呢，这就是他们就建举行了一场大节日。
Everyone brought gifts for Krishna on the occasion of his beginning to herd the calves.
就因为 Krishna 要开始牧牛犊了，所有人给他 Krishna 带个礼物来。
Somebody brought a buffalo horn.
有的人带了这个水牛那个牛号，或者那个牛号。
Somebody brought a length of rope that Krishna could put over his shoulder and tie the calves in case they went away.
那个牛角，还有呢，有的牧牛犊给他拿了这个绳子，万一这个牛犊想跑掉 ，Krishna 要绑起来。
Somebody gave Krishna his first flute.
有还有人呢，把这第一个笛子给了 Krishna.
And Mother Jasoda, she made special shoes for Krishna.
亚瑟的妈妈呢，为 Krishna 做了特别的鞋子。
There's a name for them. I don't know the name for them. Maybe you know the name for them. The ones that are a little pointed and they curl at the end.They're still popular in Rajasthan. Do either of you know the name?
Huh?
You know what I'm talking about. Long, pointed, curled at the end, with jewels and gold. Very, very attractive. And she also gave an umbrella and one cowherd boy to carry the umbrella over Krishna.
他还给了他一把伞，那牧牛童就给 Krishna 专门打伞。
Not so much that there's rain in Vrindavan, but sometimes the hot sun is too much.
不是说 Vrindavan 有这么大的雨，但是 Vrindavan 有时候很热，太阳太厉害了。
So Krishna said to Mother Jasoda.
所以 Krishna 对亚瑟的妈妈说。
I'll accept these shoes if you make a pair of four shoes for every one of Nanda Maharaj's calves and an umbrella. And a cowherd boy to carry the umbrella over the calves.
他如果但是有个几个条件，那就是你给那个这所有的牛都每个牛不是有四只脚，你给每个牛都做四只鞋，然后头上还有那个伞，然后牧牛童给牛犊打伞。
Because we're servants of the calves, we can't take something greater than them.
因为我们都是牛犊的仆人，所以呢，如果牛犊没有，我们不能拿比它更好的东西。
And Mother Jasoda tried to reason with Krishna.He said, Krishna, don't you understand? Narayana, he already gave them shoes. You see their feet, they have hooves. They don't need shoes. And as far as umbrella, their bodies are used to the direct light of the sun. It's not a problem for them.And Krishna said, I can't accept this gift unless you give shoes for all of Nanda Maharaj's calves. So he didn't accept. He went in his bare feet. And at the midday, all the cowherd boys...And the calves would come back and they'd have a nice lunch. But then when Krishna turned four, he had a plan that he disclosed to Mother Jasoda, at least part of it. He had a pastime planned in his mind. So he said, today, we're not coming back for lunch. You should make lunch for us and we can take it with us into the forest. And Mother De Soto said, you can't be out all day long without coming back and being in the care of your mother and father. Krishna could be very stubborn sometimes. He said, if you don't make the lunch, we're going anyway. So at 4 years old, Mother just sort of made him lunch. And all the mothers of the cowherd boys, they also made lunch. And off the cowherd boys went at the beginning of the day. Mother De Soto has such motherly affection for Krishna. We can't even imagine. So she was in big anxiety for her darling son. What was going to happen to his feet? Some danger will come and then what to do? But Krishna left. One of his opulences is renunciation. It only served to increase the affection of Mother Jasoda. And around 10:30 in the morning, the cowherd boys saw this giant cave right in the middle of the path that they were herding the cows, the calves. And they were amazed. They'd never seen a cave in the middle of this path before. And they were in such a playful mood, they started to explore inside the cave. But then they could feel this hot wind coming from inside the cave. And it had a bad, fishy smell. So they understood, this isn't a cave, this is a big serpent lying in the road. But Krishna has always protected us, let's go. So off they went, inside the mouth of the Agasura demon. When Krishna saw the cowherd boys entering the mouth of Agasura, Bhagavatam describes that he became overwhelmed with his own yoga maya potency. He became bewildered. But it wasn't so much in fear of the safety of the cowherd boys. But Krishna was thinking, these cowherd boys are so attached to me. They can't bear separation from me even for a moment. And if they go inside this big Agasura demon's mouth, and they can't see me, they'll be in such anxiety, it'll be a terrible experience for them. That was his mind's bewilderment. But some moments had passed and it was too late, they'd already entered. So Yogamaya was drawn away. And then Krishna knew what he wanted to do. He entered into the mouth of Agasura also. And one of Krishna's names is Yogeshwara. What does Yogeshwara mean? He's the master of all mystic yoga perfections. So he started expanding his body bigger and bigger. And his plan was to stop the flow of air in the Agasura demon, he became suffocated. So the serpent's body started to expand also, but Krishna's body became bigger and bigger. Then what happened? The soul of Agasura left his body and went up into the sky. And the cowherd boys and the calves, they all walked outside of the mouth of Agasura. And right before their eyes, they saw that soul of Agasura enter the body of Krishna. He achieved liberation. That was about 11 o'clock. The cowherd boy said, time for lunch. So they went and had lunch underneath a tree. They were appreciating Krishna's wonderful activities. And they were playing like little boys will play. They said, my mother makes the best pakoras, and she popped one in Krishna's mouth and had made him eat it. Just carrying on like little boys do. From the sky, Lord Brahma was observing this whole pastime. And he was amazed. On the one hand, here's this little boy, 4 years old, that just killed this terrible demon, Agasura, and gave him liberation. And then over here, there's all the cowherd boys, and they're playing just like little children. Who is this boy? He's carrying on like a child. What is the limit of his power? Now, Brahma is very powerful. He can build the whole universe. Who can build the universe? Prabhupada would sometimes challenge the scientists. You say that you can create life. So I challenge you, make one mosquito. Very small, just one mosquito. And this one mosquito, he can fly in any direction at any time. And he has a nozzle, and he can stick his nozzle and drink blood from your body. Make one mosquito. And our mosquito, Krishna's mosquito, Brahma's mosquito, he can make more mosquitoes. Brahma not only makes one mosquito, so many mosquitoes. So many species of life in the whole cosmic manifestation. Brahma is so powerful. So this idea entered into Brahma's mind. What will this little boy do if I take away his calves and his cowherd boys? Will he cry? Will he come and fall at my feet and say, oh, please bring the calves and the cowherd boys back? What's he going to do? Our acharyas say he was poking Krishna. What's he going to do? Like I was watching two sisters at our program last night. One was going like this to the other one, poking the other one.
昨天晚上我就看见一个两姐妹这样一个节目，一个就在挑衅对方。
The little one was poking her older sister.
一直戳她的小妹妹。
And the older sister was just not paying attention at all.
这个姐姐啊，就她戳她姐姐，姐姐根本不注意她。
Trying to provoke her older sister.
这个妹妹就一直想要去刺激这个姐姐。
So Brahma was doing like that.
激怒她。
What's he going to do?
看看你怎么办。
Then what happened?
然后怎么样？
The calves started wandering for fresher green grass.
这牛主就开始四处游荡，去找更新鲜、更青的草。
So Brahma took the opportunity to take away all the calves and put them in a cave.
所以那主 Brahma 就借这个机会把所有的牛犊就带走，放在一个岩洞里面。
And when the calves were gone,Some of the boys noticed. Oh, the calves are gone. And it's our duty to look after the calves. Someone should find the calves. But Krishna said, you just stay and finish your lunch, I'll go find the calves. So Krishna went looking for the calves.And Brahma came and gathered up all the cowherd boys and put them in another cave. And then he went back to the scene of the crime. It's said that criminals do that sometimes. They make a crime, they go away, and then they come back to see. So Brahma went back to see. And what did he see? He saw all the calves and all the cowherd boys sitting with Krishna having lunch. He was bewildered. So he went back to the cave to see if they were in the cave. There they were in the cave. Then he went back to where they were having lunch, and there they were, all the cowherd boys and the calves nearby. How did that happen? Krishna expanded himself in identical features of each one of the cowherd boys and each one of the calves.
Krishna 他同时将自己扩展为和以前的每一只牛犊和每个牧牛童完全一模一样的形象。
Because Krishna is very expert.
Krishna 他是很厉害、很精通的。
When Krishna does one thing, he's simultaneously doing many things.
Krishna 在做一件事情时，他可以同时做了很多其他的事。
So one of the things he wanted to do was to fulfill the desire of the mothers of the cowherd boys that they could have Krishna as their son. So Krishna became their son. And when the cowherd boys went back to their homes, the mothers were so happy to see their sons like they become happy when they see Krishna. Some of you are parents. And parents may have affection for others' children, but there's special affection for their own children. That's natural. But in Vrindavan,The residents have more affection for Krishna than for their own children. And they were astonished that their affection for their son was becoming equal to their affection for Krishna. Because that's the love that they have for Krishna. So he appeared as their own son. And what mother or father can't recognize their son or daughter?
一般来说父母亲就在自己的儿女身上认不出什么呢
You can dress somebody else up to look like your son or daughter, but you know whether they're your son or daughter or not.
一般来说即便是别的孩子穿的打扮的跟你的儿女一模一样但是他们看得出来你是不是他的孩子
But in every single detail, Krishna was identical with their own children.
但是现在这个 Krishna 和他们的儿子啊，甚至每一个细节没有一点区别。
Their voice and their mannerism and their moods and everything was the same.
他们的声音、他们的姿态还有他们的整个的体表现等等，全部一模一样，跟他们的儿子。
Krishna was fulfilling their desire, and he was fulfilling the desire of the cows.
所以呢 ，Krishna 同时满足了这些牧牛童的母亲、父母亲，同时满足了这奶牛的牛愿望。
Because they had motherly affection towards Krishna too.
因为他们也很爱，对 Krishna 也有一种母爱的心态。
So Krishna became their cow.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就变成了他们的牛主。
Lord Brahma later he prays the happiness you felt receiving milk from the mothers.And milk from the cows, I can't understand the limit of that happiness.
后来就是主 Brahma 在祈祷的时候，他说：“当你从母牛那儿和从你的母亲那儿得到这个牛奶的时候，那个快乐我是无法想象的。”
Since the beginning of this creation that I have made, persons have been performing Vedic sacrifices.
就从我创造之初，我就已经让人去举行这些伟，也制造了那些举行伟大祭祀的人。
And if you could add up all those sacrifices since the beginning of time until today, whatever happiness you've experienced, if all that together is not the same, doesn't equal the happiness that you felt being the son of these mothers.
但是呢，即便就是从创造之初到现在，把这所有的祭祀，你从他们的这个祭祀当中得到所有的这个喜乐、快乐加在一起，也比不上你现在跟你吃了你母亲的奶的时候那个快乐相比。
So when Brahma came back and saw all the calves and all the cowherd boys, he became again more bewildered. But that wasn't the end. While the boys were sitting there, all of a sudden they all transformed themselves into forms of Vishnu.
那么这些所谓的男孩子这个时候都一起坐在那突然一下都变成了四臂形象的威士的形象
In the verse it says the number of calves and the number of cowherd boys was asankhyata too many to count that's a lot
那么这个时候这个诗里面就说这些牧牛童和牛主这个数量是多的没法数不清的
So how many Vishnu forms were there
所以一共有多少威士的形象呢
Two times unlimited.
两倍无限
Because there's calves and there's cowherd boys.
因为这里有两种，一个是母牛童，一个是牛犊。
And each one.
两个无限。
Each one of the Vishnu forms was surrounded by the personified Vedas.
而且每一个 Vishnu 形象都被那个伟达经的这个人格代表所围着，包围着。
All the mystic potencies personified.
还有所有玄秘力量的人格代表。
All of the energies of the Supreme Lord personified.
还有至尊主的所谓能量的代表。
And all of his material potencies personified.
还有他所有物质能量的代表。
Which is the same thing that Vyasadeva saw. Mayam cha tadapashram. He saw the form of Maya under Krishna's control. If you read carefully Canto 2, Chapter
9,
In that chapter, it also describes that Lord Brahma saw something very similar. There he saw Lord Vishnu. And he came before Lord Vishnu in the yogpith, or the center of his place of residence. And he was surrounded by all these different potencies and personalities who were honoring and praising him.
And
So what is Maya?
什么是 Maya?
What is the meaning?
Maya 什么意思？
Maya literally means that which is not.
Maya 的字面意思就是那不是的。
Ma means not and Ya means this. Maya means illusory potency.
Ma 的意思是不是。
Ma means not. Ya means this.
不是 ,Ya 的意思是这个。是虚幻能量。
Put them together, it's the illusory potency.
加在一起就是虚幻能量。
The illusory potency has her counterpart with Krishna.
虚幻能量呢和 Krishna 有一个对等部分。
Because Krishna is the source of everything.
因为 Krishna 是万源之源。
So everything that exists here has its spiritual counterpart.
所以这里存在的一切都在有一个灵性的对等身份。
And that's what Brahma saw.
那就是 Brahma 所看到的。
He saw the Mahatattva.
看了整个 Mahatattva.
What's the Mahatattva?
什么是 Mahatattva?
It's the sum total of the material ingredients.
就是所有物质元素的总和。
Brahma saw each one of the Vishnu forms being honored and praised and singing his glories, including Mahatattva.
所以呢，他就看了整个主 Vishnu 就得到了每一个所有人的围绕，并且包括 Mahatattva 都在那赞美。
He was overwhelmed.
他呢就完全惊慌迷惑了。
He fell before Lord Krishna. He fainted in ecstasy.
拜倒在 Krishna 莲花足下，极乐地晕了过去。
And then when he came to external consciousness,
当他恢复知觉的时候
he again looked up.
他又再次抬头一看。
And there were all the Vishnu forms and this.Glorification going on of all these different potencies and personalities singing his glories. And then suddenly, they all disappeared. And then Shukadev Goswami says he saw Krishna and the entire universe.Doesn't say he saw the universal form like chapter 11 Bhagavad Gita. No detail is given. But could you imagine standing in one place seeing the entire universe? Just like, could you imagine sitting here in this apartment being able to see everybody that lives in Shanghai?
就比如说你想象一下现在我们就坐在这个小屋子里面突然一下子我们看到了上海的大城市里面
All at once
突然同时
All the homes and all the apartments and all the buildings and the entire Shanghai all at once
同时看到了上海所有的楼所有的房子所有的细节
Not possible
那不可能
What to speak of all of China What to speak ofWhole universe?
那更不要说全中国甚至整个宇宙了。
Brahma was stunned.
Brahma 在那惊得目瞪口呆。
And there was Krishna standing before him.
然后他看到 Krishna 就站在他面前。
A four-year-old boy.
一个四岁的小孩子。
With his left hand extended.
左手伸出来。
Holding in his left hand some yogurt and some fruit.
左手呢拿着一点那个酸奶水果
Because he was going to eat with his right hand.
因为他是要用手来吃。
And he was just looking at Brahma with unblinking eyes.
然后他眼睛一眨不眨，就在这盯着 Brahma 看。
So in this way, then Brahma offered his wonderful prayers.
那就这样呢，主 Brahma 就向他供奉了非常奇妙的优美的祷文。
So why did I narrate all of that? Mayam cha tadapashayam. That last line of Vyasadeva's trance, that's what Vyasa saw. We just heard in detail what Brahma saw.
也就是说，那刚刚那个诗里的最后一行字 ，Vyasadeva 看到的这所有一切，就是 Brahma 当时看到的一切。
So that's all review.
这是我们的复习，比昨天的复习。
Now there's two more verses.
现在还有两个世界。
But I'll make it shorter.
但是现在我要缩短一点。
So we have some of you All of you that were with us yesterday were given some sheets that had the verses. So if you have your sheet, please get your sheet. And those that don't, just turn on your ears. The next verse describes the effect of Maya on the living entity. And then the verse after that describes the process of becoming free from Maya. But it's important to know how the living entity is deluded by Maya to have an impetus to get out of Maya. The nature of Maya is people think, this is very nice. Misery is happiness. Not so. Or, independent from Krishna, I can be the enjoyer of matter. It's not so. That's how Krishna uses the term Purusha in Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 13, Bhagavad Gita. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti janganan. Living entity is thinking himself to be the enjoyer of prakriti. We think we're Krishna. Or we think we're the enjoyer of prakriti, we're Purusha. And then you have one Purusha competing with another Purusha. Because neither of them are Purushas. Then you have conflict. That's called Kali Yuga. We know Kali Yuga too well. So now, if you know the verse, I'll say and you repeat. This is text 5 from Canto 1, Chapter
7.
Yaya samohito jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Aropi manute artam. Hankritam chabi padyate. So, what does the word moha mean?
Moha.
Moha. You've heard the word before? Moha?
Moha?
Moha. Moha means bewildered. And some moha means completely bewildered. And this verse says the living entity, jiva, is some mohita. Bewildered by what? Bewildered by Maya. Maya bewilders the living entity. What's the nature of that bewilderment? That one thinks oneself to be a product of the modes of nature. Atmanam trigunatmakam. One thinks the self is the body. And that's a bewildered state because we're not. Then the next line is paropi, which means although we are para or transcendental. In spite of our being transcendental, we accept things that are unwholesome or undesirable or unwanted.
虽然说我们都是超人，但是我们去接受那些不完整或者是不需要的事情。
You know this word anatta.
但是都知道 anatta 这个单词。
You've heard that word before, right?
听到过吧 ，anatta。
Anatta nivritti. Removing unwanted things from the heart.
驱除我们心中不想要的东西。
How do you do that?
怎么做到嘞？
You engage in devotional service.
做奉献服务。
Right? Bhajana Kriya, devotional service.
Bhajana Kriya is 奉献服务。
And even in the practicing stage, devotional service takes away anarthas from the heart.
即便我们只是去休息奉献服务这个程序，也能够带走我们心中的不吉祥的东西。
Devotional service is very powerful and pure.
比奉献服务非常有力量，而且是纯粹的。
So the living entity is transcendental.
生物体是超然的。
We're not a product of matter.
我们不是物质的产物。
But by the influence of Maya, we think we are a product of matter.
但是呢，因为受到 Maya 的影响，我们就认为自己就是物质的产物。
I'm American.
我是美国人。
And you're Chinese.
你是中国人。
And you're Indian.
你是印度人。
And this is man, and that's woman, and this is tall, and that's short, and everything else.
这个男的，那个女的，那个人很高，这个人很低，很矮。
All those things that we're not, we think we are.
所以这一切，我们都认为自己不是的。
And we live our life.
Sorry.
And we live.A life seeking happiness.
然后我们就这样活着，就想要去试图寻找快乐。
We're not going to find happiness that way.
但是呢，通过这样的方式，我们是找不到快乐。
It's not available through the material energy.
通过物质能量是找不到的。
And the verse says, and this way the living entity experiences reactions and miseries.
所以呢，就这样，生物体就会去体验到快乐、痛苦的这些反应。
Vyasadeva saw all that.
So he saw Krishna.
He saw Radha and Krishna. He saw the external energy. He saw the living entity. He saw karma. He saw time. Because you can't have karma without time. So he saw all those things.Maybe we can see those things too. But then the next verse says, what's the solution? You ready for the solution? Anartha Pashamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adhoksuje
Bhakti Yogam Adhoksuje
Lokasya Janato Vidvangs
Lokasya Janato Vidvangs
Chakre Satvata Samhitam
Chakre Satvata Samhitam
So when we finish this verse, we're done. These three verses contain the essence of Vyasadeva's vision.
这个师节就包括了 Vyasadeva 的视与看的这一切的精髓。
He saw the means of removing Maya.
他看到了摆脱去除 Maya 的方法。
What's the means?
是什么方法
？Bhakti Yoga.
后来你讲。
Bhakti Yoga means service unto whom?
Bhakti Yoga 后来你讲意味着服务谁
？Adhoksaja.
Adhoksaja.
What's the meaning of Adhoksaja?
Adhoksaja 什么意思
？Adhoksaja.It's the name of Krishna, right? What does it mean?
什么意思
Akshaja means to see.
Akshaja 的意思是看的。
Right? Akshaja.
看。
So Adhoksaja means he who's beyond the senses.
Adhoksaja 的意思就是那个超越感官的人。
He's transcendental.
超然。
He's beyond the senses.
感官是看不到的。
So I have a question for you.
所以我要问大家一个问题。
You're all devotees.
你们都是奉献者。
How can you serve he who's beyond the senses using your senses?
你们看的都是感官的，怎么去服务那个超越感官的人呢
？I challenge you.
我挑战你们。
How can you serve he who's beyond the senses using your senses?
你们怎么用感官去服务那个超越感官的人
？Priti Vardhan was the answer.
给答案。
She was laughing at the question.
刚刚我问的时候，她在笑。
Now she's blushing.
现在脸红了吧
？How are we supposed to do that?
怎么做到
？I don't know. You know?
不知道。
是
不
知道，我试着回答一下。
I'll try. To answer. She said, I'll try to answer.
Okay.
通过服务圣人。
Through serving the guru and the saintly persons.
Okay.
好吧。
They're within the purview of the senses, right?
这些都是在感官之内，是吧？感官的这范围是服务范围之内。
So how does that work? How do you serve at Hokshacha by serving Guru and the teachings of the scriptures? How does it work?
但是你怎么去通过去服务 Guru 的教导，经典里面的教导来服务这个 Hokshacha 呢？
How does it work?
这怎么运，怎么回事？为什么？
Yes.
By remembering him and by caring about him and
So how does that work? That because the mind is also a material. And the ears are also material. So if I hear about him and I remember him, I'm using something material. How do I serve at Hokshacha?
By humility.
And that's certainly essential.
By accepting Guru's instructions and do devotional service.
How does that? I'm not saying you're wrong.
我不是说你说错了。
But I'm still asking the question.
我还是要问这个问题。
How does what you just said
你刚刚怎么，你这么说的，怎么
facilitate serving he who's beyond the senses?
是去协，就是来为这，能够让你去达到服务超越感官的，是怎么回事？
Would you like an, you want an answer or you'd like an answer?
我继续补充。像不像凡哥那样告诉我们的贾拉塔国王，就是用他的眼睛去看 Krishna， 用他的鼻子去闻供奉过 Krishna 的鲜花，用他的双舌去他神庙，所有的一切用所有的感官去为 Krishna 服务，去跟 Krishna 连接。
To serve Krishna through all the senses, by to smell the flowers,
okay.
To see Krishna's form.
But now I'm using my material senses. How do I serve one who's beyond the material senses?
但是呢，我的意思就是，我现在是用的物质感官，我怎么用物质感官去服务那个超越感官呢？用物质感官怎么去服务那个在物质感官之上的那个人？
那你转化了呢？就这些嘛，连接就转换了，物质的就转换了。
By doing this, you're connected with Krishna, so it's all transferred. Is it because by service, you're serving Krishna, so it's all transferred. Transferred.
我也试着回答一下。唱诵圣名。
唱你的 Holy Name。
还是通过做这个护法服务，获得 Krishna 的仁慈。
By doing the service, we get his mercy. He gave us this
chance
to serve.
Because
he's serving and satisfied, and then we give more chances to serve.
Okay. Now, which connects with her message, it says, through humility.
然后你再和他那讲的联系，就是通过谦卑。
Because if one's not humble,
因为如果一个人不谦卑的话
who wants mercy?
谁
And if you're humble, you're eager for mercy.
如果你谦卑的话，你会渴望仁慈。
Let me give a little broader explanation, same answer you gave.
那么我通过跟你的答案一样，但是我来给一个更大的一个更广泛的一个解释。
The longest chapter in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is an address or an answer to this question. Canto 10, chapter 87. In chapter 87 is almost the very end of Canto 10. Maharaj Pariksit has heard everything about Krishna, the entire 9 cantos and everything about Krishna in the 10th canto.
那么 Maharaj Parikshit 当时已经把整个前面的九篇还有整个第十篇大部分已经基本上都听得差不多了。
And then Maharaj Parikshit says, my mind is fixed.
然后 Maharaj Parikshit 就说我的心意我的心意已经稳住
I'm ready for this mystical snake bird to come and take my life. I'm ready right now, let him come.
现在我已经完全准备好了迎接这个那个蛇鸟来咬我了。
But I have a doubt.
但是我还有个疑问。
What's that?
什么呢?
How did this happen?
这怎么发生的?
Because I've only been hearing from you using my ear.
现在我只是在用耳朵在听你。
And you've only been speaking using your tongue.
你呢只是在用舌头跟我讲。
So how by using something material, did we get to something so spiritual?
所以我们怎么能通过这个物质的东西来去得到一个灵性的东西呢?
And Shukadeva Goswami replied.
Shukadeva Goswami 就回答说。
Very good question.
问题问得正好。
This is such an important question.
这个问题太重要了。
That long, long ago, great sages were discussing the same question.
很久很久以前那伟大的圣人们就是讨论同一个问题。
And when they were discussing, they said, this is such a nice question, long, long ago.
当他们讨论这个问题的时候他们也说这个是在很久很久以前讨论的这也是这个问题。
The four Kumaras and the personified Vedas were discussing this question.
在很久很久以前 Kumara 师兄弟和伟达听的人格代表也在讨论这个问题。
Let me tell you what they said.
现在我告诉你们他们怎么说的。
It's the longest chapter in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Very philosophical. If you like philosophy, read that chapter. If you don't like the philosophy, don't read the chapter. Very high. So the simple answer is this. This is the essence of that entire chapter. Everything comes from Krishna. Including the ear, including the tongue,
包括我们的鼻,耳朵和舌头,
including the material senses,
包括物质感官,
everything comes from Krishna.
一切都来源于 Krishna.
And you use that which comes from Krishna in service to Krishna,
所以呢，我们就用这一切来自于 Krishna 的东西去服务 Krishna。
You get Krishna's mercy。
那么就得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
The senses become spiritualized。
这感官就被灵性化了。
The ear can act in a spiritual way. The tongue can act in a spiritual way。
这个耳朵和舌头都能够以同一种灵性的角度来活动。
But you have to be humble。
但是呢，你得谦卑。
Right, Preeti Varden?
对吧 ，Preeti Varden。
Very humble, always。
总是要保持谦卑。
Then you're eager for descending mercy and you're eager to want to serve Krishna. Then you can engage in bhakti yoga to adhokasya, who's beyond the senses. So now let's go back to Vyasadeva. When that kind of devotional service is taken up,
当你从事这种奉献服务的时候
，all the impurities of heart become cleansed。
我们心中所有的不洁净的那这些东西就会得到净化，被清除掉。
And then Vyasadeva realized。
然后 Vyasadeva 就觉悟领悟到。
People in general don't know this。
一般人啊，他们不知道这个。
And so he decided to write Srimad Bhagavatam。
所以呢，他就决定撰写《圣严法华经》。
And then Srila Prabhupada translated Srimad Bhagavatam. And some devotees have been translating that into Chinese. So that you can receive the benefit of Vyasadeva's realization. And you can engage in bhakti yoga. With humility and faith. And the entire 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are expansion of those three verses.
整个圣典薄伽瓦它的一万八千个诗节啊，其实就是这三个诗节的扩展。
Isn't that nice?
是挺好的。
Of course, the chapter goes on.
当然了，这一章还在往前讲。
And you can read the verses and purports at your own leisure. And those things that you, if you're humble, you'll receive wonderful realizations. And then you can engage in devotional service. And Maya can be taken away. Generally, we're mixed. We want Krishna. And we also want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Generally. We have our favorite little Maya.
Favorite Maya.
Favorite illusion. And we're very attached to that. We can serve Krishna lots of different ways. As long as we don't lose our favorite attraction for enjoying matter. I'll repeat something that I heard Prabhupada say. And it stuck with me, so I'm repeating it. I'll say it twice. One of the most important duties of a spiritual master is to thoroughly instruct a disciple in the absolute futility of trying to find happiness through fruitive activities. Because whatever that is, that's our favorite Maya. We can surrender this and surrender that and surrender that, but we hold on to something. This question came up yesterday. How is it that we can get Krishna's mercy just like she was volunteering? We can engage in devotional service properly when we're getting mercy. But why is it that some people seem to get more mercy than other people? Why is it that some people advance into devotional service very rapidly and some people very slowly? Have you noticed? I think we've all noticed. So why is that? The answer is we're holding on to Maya. We're engaging in devotional service. But we're also cultivating our favorite Maya. We're holding on very tightly to Maya. A little bit at least. Our favorite one. Or favorite 10. And those that associate closely with us, they know what our favorite Maya is. But they're friends and they're very tolerant of our favorite Maya. There's a very wonderful verse in the 11th canto Bhagavatam where the verse is describing how real spiritual relationships, loving relationships can develop. It's a very nice verse and very nice purport. The devotees come together and talk about Krishna. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Katayantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. You know the verse? And so the devotees come together and they discuss, like we're doing right now, discuss topics of Krishna. That's what devotees like to do when they come together. Have kirtan, discuss topics about Krishna.
同性者聚在一起就喜欢做，就是一般就是做这个，在一起讨论 Krishna Kirtan。
And in the heart of one of those devotees, they feel some attraction for Krishna.
那么其中一个奉献者，他们心中就感受到对 Krishna 有点被他吸引。
Because of that attraction for Krishna, their attachment for Maya becomes diminished.
那么就因为他们对 Krishna 这么一点点吸引，他们对 Maya 的依附就减少了。
And another devotee sees, oh, they've given up their attachment for Maya.
然后呢，另外一个奉献者看到，哦，他放下了自己对 Maya 的依附。
How nice!
多好
！Let me give up my attachment for Maya too.
那我把我对 Maya 的依附也放下了。
In this way, loving relationships with devotees grows.
这样呢，奉献者之间的爱心关系就会不断的越来越多。
The power or the force is in topics of Krishna discussing them.
所以呢，就是在 Krishna 这个力，其实这个力量就在于讨论 Krishna 这个讨论之中。
And chanting Hare Krishna together.
还有就一起唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Just like that program last night.
就是昨天晚上那个节目。
As Mataji sang very nicely.
Mataji 唱得很好。
And I heard there were people in the audience that were crying. They were just feeling such happiness chanting Hare Krishna.
我听说有些观众唱得那么开心，唱哈利路亚，有的就哭起来了。
Now, what's your qualification?
那现在你们的资格是什么
？She says, one of us.
他什么资格？有什么资格？他就是我。
Singing Hare Krishna.
他就在唱哈利路亚。
And people in the audience are crying with happiness, hearing Krishna's name being sung.
然后呢，有些人就听到 Krishna 的这个歌声名字，开心的哭了。
How nice!
多好
！How nice!
多好！
That's what we do together.
我们在一起就是这么做。
Now to repeat.
来重复一下。
When one feels that happiness,
当一个人感受到这个快乐的时候
then it's easier to give up the other kinds of worldly happiness.
在这个时候去放下那世俗的快乐就会容易一些。
They become less important to us. This is the greater happiness I say yes to, and the lesser happiness, no.
那么我们所以呢就容易放下这个快乐，这个快乐这个这么大，那个快乐不要了。
So in the association of devotees,
所以呢在奉献者联谊当中
，we try to inspire one another to become attracted to topics of Krishna and Krishna's holy name and the various forms and expressions of devotional service.
我们努力在互相鼓舞奉献者，然后让他们去在奉献服务当中慢慢的去培养对 Krishna 的依附。
And When we see someone becoming freed from their impurities, we celebrate. How nice!
当我们看见一个人摆脱了这物质依附的时候，我们就来庆祝他，我们觉得这多好。
Let me also give up my attachments for Maya.
那我也放弃我对 Maya 的依附。
At least two of them.
至少放两个吧。
I'll keep the other eight.
其他的还可以留着。
Gradually we make progress.
慢慢的，我们可以往前走，进步。
That will help us advance.
这样呢，就能帮助我们往前走。
So we need this association.
所以我们需要联谊。
And we need the wonderful teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam that Prabhupada has given us.
我们也需要他会给我们这个佛教晚上的教导。
We need to hear them and discuss them with one another.
我们需要互相去聆听讨论。
And we need to chant together.
我们需要一起来唱诵。
Which we'll do very shortly.
这个我们很快就会做。
And one of the features of this program today is an initiation.
那么今天这个节目的其中一个特征就是启迪。
So Krishna Baladev, you have to guide me how you do this when you don't have the yagya.
Krishna Baladev, 你来指导我，你不做 yagya 那怎么来做？
哈？
That's the yagya.
So you know what's done? Some words or some.Vows, or what do you do? That's what we do. Make vows. Yes? Okay. So, many of you have known Jenny for... How long have you been practicing Krishna consciousness?
4 years.
4 years. And this is where you started your... win the race against somebody else, we're just racing against Maya.
当然我们这个赢不是赢某个人，我们要赢的对象是 Maya。
So to win the race means to continue to say yes to Krishna.
所以呢，跑赢的意思就是继续对 Krishna 说是。
And the more we say yes to Krishna,
然后我们对 Krishna 说的是越多。
By doing that, we're saying no to Maya.
那我们怎么来做呢？就是通过对 Maya 说不。
So, getting ready. Make some noise. You have the other pair of cards on?
另外一个那个卡是
条幅。No, you can play. You just make the noise. You go ahead. Come on. Initiation means beginning.
起迪的意思是开始。
Not like, okay, now you've arrived. No more work to do.
不是说啊，现在我已经到了，我不需要工作，不努力，不用努力了。
Initiation means beginning, that the English word initiation means beginning.
其实启迪这个单词英文意思是开始。
I was just reading in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary.
我正在读那个 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的这个评注。
A Nectar Devotion.
这是对《梵甘露》的评注。
Of the 64 items of bhakti.
就讲了。这个奉啊，六十四项奉啊。
One of them is this one, Diksha.
其中一个就是这个启迪。
It starts with Guru Padashraya, which means taking shelter of the spiritual master.
那是从这 Guru Padashraya, 就是托庇于灵性导师莲花祖开始。
That means hearing and taking inside the instructions and living by those instructions.
也就是说，是通过聆听，并且把这个吸收这个灵导师的训示，然后生活在这个训示当中。
And then the second item is Diksha, this one.
第二项呢就是这个启迪。
And he describes that Diksha is so powerful.
他对这个，他就描述说这启迪是那么有力量。
Being accepted by disciplic succession and submission to disciplic succession, both.
你被使徒传系所接受，并且去服从于这个使徒传系。
All auspiciousness is brought into one's life.
所以你就生活当中就能得到所谓的吉祥。
And all of one's sins can become eradicated.
那所有的罪恶就会被得以消除殆尽。
Very powerful process.
这是个很有力量的程序。
But he explains it's not just an event; it's a gradual transformation of consciousness.
但是他又描述说，这不是说就是一件事情就发生了，而是一个这个知觉的逐步的改变。
So it's the beginning.
所以呢，就是个开始。
With continuing submission ahead.
而且你前面后面要不断继续的，不断的去服从皈依。
Continuing moving in the direction of Krishna, saying yes to Krishna, means saying no to Maya.
继续朝着 Krishna 的方向往前走，要对 Krishna 说是，也就是说要对 Maya 说不。
And one gets strength from that process.
然后你从这个程序当中就能得到力量。
So here we are.
所以现在我们就开始了。
The waited moment.
这是我们长期等待的那一刻。
And your brother's here.
你的弟弟也在这儿。
And your friends are here.
你朋友也在这儿。
Krishna Baladev is here.
Krishna Baladev 也在这儿。
Okay, so now you're going to take vows that you're going to hold, right?
现在你要发下你终身将会遵守的誓言。
So the vows that you make are how many rounds you'll chant every day?
每天念多少圈
16 minimum.
至少是六
个。Okay, good. And the rules that you follow?
思想规范原则是什么？
不吃鱼肉蛋，不赌博，不吸食麻
醉品，不非法吸收。No meat, free to me. One initiation ceremony.One devotee reciting them before Prabhupada was so nervous.
他在有一次的启迪仪式当中，就那个跟袍袍对着袍袍许愿，是发下誓言那个会议特别的紧张。
He couldn't remember.
他那种四项规范原则记不住了。
So Prabhupada, he recited three, he forgot number four, he said Prabhupada said, so that means that's the one you're attached to?
The devotee hung his head.
But Jenny, she's counting on her fingers, so she's got it memorized. In practice. And you'll very carefully make your best effort to follow Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Your initiated name is? Jai Radhe, Devi Dasi. So what do we do now? We can just have kirtan, we can have discussion, question answers from the Bhagavatam verses. What would you like?
你们是可以kirtan，也可以来，就是刚才问答，我叫完这个时间问答，你们想选哪个？kirtan还是问答？问答吧，就跟着。阿叔说先问答后kirtan。Go
ahead.